405, on 30 inbound.
Hello, 405. I'm curious, would you be willing to, head to Grand and Main Street and train on a bus? Oh, actually, my bad. If you would stop by there and pick up a mobility device and drop them off along their route.
Okay, you're going to, I don't know if it's the volume on this. You're going to have to repeat that for me. It just didn't come in. Something about trading the bus out?
Actually, it's a mobility device. A person that cannot board this bus at Grand and Main, they just need a ride. Their ramp isn't working, and the person can't get on board their bus. We're wondering if you'd pick up this one person and drop them where they need to go.
You know, I really don't have an issue doing that for you. I have two reports to fill out, and if I don't get back and do them, somebody's got to call the guy and tell him I can't do them tonight. The bus has been in an accident. I think its glass is broken on it, and it's got some damage. It's up to you. I just got to have to call that Morrison guy or whatever, and I don't know how to deal with that. I was going to fill out the reports when I get back. I could stop by there and see if I can open the ramp. The ramp's manually open. Tell him to hit it, unlock it, and then pull the ramp open.
Yes, I understand. Well, we do have a supervisor there trying to figure it out as well. They can't seem to get it open. But thank you anyway. We do appreciate that. Thank you for your help anyway. Yeah, go ahead and just proceed back to the garage to your reports.
Yeah, like I said, I can go do it. I don't know how many more hours I got in me after I get back to fill out these reports. I can certainly stop by there and do it for you. It's just I still have to do those reports.
Completely understandable, and I really appreciate your willingness to help. We will go ahead and figure out something how to do this, and thank you anyway. You take care, and I hope you have a good night.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I'm sorry. I'm sure the supervisor knows what they're doing, but sometimes those ramps are sticky, and you have to hit the deploy before you leave it unlatched, before you can even do it manually. I've just noticed that on some of those. Sometimes you have to jump on them a couple times with your foot and hit the deploy and then unlatch. I'm just saying, if you're using this, I just noticed that. Okay, I'll head back to the garage, and if you do need me on my way in, I'm still on 30. Let me know. I'll veer off that way.
Copy that. Thank you so much. I appreciate your willingness to help. All right, you take care, and I hope you have a good night. 1258.